podcasted. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We're All Access Pass. We encourage you to tune into our show. We're back here every Thursday from 2 to 3. Stick around for some more awesome 24 hours student power programming.
Bob, I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about... maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.
February 4th at Open Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20. Featuring live musical performances by Computer Controlled, Dega Sound, Dark Arps, Kafka, Kimlet, and NoCore, plus performance art by Subscura, live visuals, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us 10 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at Open Studios. More details at sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Coast Salish people. Today is 24 hours of student power. My name is Ryan Lino. I am the assistant treasurer of UBC CVC.
And I am Nathan Ip. I am the vice president internal of the club, UBC CVC.
So for all of you who don't know, UBC CVC is UBC's largest social group, and we host a lot of events here on campus at the moment. I guess we'll just talk about some upcoming events that we have in store for you guys.
Yeah, so first off, we actually have an event coming this evening, starting at 6. It's going to be in Buchanan A102, and what it is, it's the Lip Sync for Life, hosted by our lovely drama department. If you're wondering what this event is about, well, it's exactly what it sounds like, lip sync. We'll have a few lovely contestants who will be performing different songs of their choice and, of course, lip syncing to it. So it's going to be a very, very entertaining show. Our guest on the show today, actually, Ryan Lino himself, will be performing as well. So definitely come check it out. Great news is that it is proceeds are going to charity.
And something else that we have coming up, starting February 1st, we have CVC's Bromance and Romance, which is a Valentine's-themed event where basically you can buy your best friend or significant other a bunch of stuff like chocolates, candies, cards, succulents, and a bunch of other cool stuff. So just something to show off your love and affection to your special other. And that'll be a great time. Oh, yeah.
I'm just playing on the soundboard because this is just so hilarious. In terms of our other events coming up, those are two more recent ones. We do have some events later down the road, and one of them being a big drama production coming through on March 25th, and it's our Chin and Chow show. This is our annual drama production, and it's an improv show being held at a very lovely venue. It's a full gala-type style. But it's a full-on production in terms of the theatrics, full plot, a live acting, and everything you would want in a big production show, you'll be getting it. And the great thing is it's a ton of fun to go to every year. You got to dress up, and you never know what's going to happen at these shows. So highly suggest you coming out. If you've got any questions, feel free to drop by our office. The office number escapes my head right now.
It's 3301.
Right, 3301 in the Nest on the third floor. Our doors are always open. You'll always find us in there hanging out, talking about whatever, talking about our events and planning on going together with them. So if you feel like you don't really have anyone to go with, but you're interested in coming out, I guarantee you we'll have plenty of members who are willing and happy to go with you as well.
And we also have a microwave, so if you need that, that's always accessible for you as well.
Right, shout out to the microwave for sure.
And I guess a big part of CVC is just really fostering a community vibe and being able to really offer a bunch of different events to our members. I mean, we do focus on member engagement a lot. So I guess, Nathan, do you have any good memories from CVC about member interaction or anything of that sort?
In terms of member interaction, I think one of the most rewarding and enjoyable experiences every year for me is actually being at Imagine Day at our booth. And I think for any UBC student who's either new or old, you've all experienced, and we've all experienced Imagine Day and how just incredibly energetic and such a spirited mood and environment it is on that first day of class. And so when we're out there boothing for a club, I think it's not so much we're trying to promote ourselves or trying to make ourselves stand out, so to speak. I think we're just all really celebrating the great connections and the great friendships that you can make at UBC. And being there is a ton of fun for me because I actually really enjoy just talking to everybody, whether it's about our club, CBC, what we're about, or just in general for their first experiences. Oftentimes it is for new first-year students, telling them what it's like being in their shoes when I was in first year as well. But now, 4 years down the road, I'm still enjoying Imagine Day just as much as then. That's one of my standout member interactions, I think, because it's great to see those new students coming in on the first day, and then later down, whether it's a month later, 6 months later, maybe even, to see them at a CBC event or even just coming by the office and having that, being able to recognize each other and have something to go off from, that is always really rewarding for me.
I agree. You know, I think, yeah, I just wanted to reiterate how awesome it is that everyone just comes from different walks of life, and everyone that also is involved with so many other things outside of CVC. Like, for example, we have people who are involved with residence life and the rec field and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool to see different types of people, different people with interests and different faculties and all that. So it's really, yeah, it's really cool to just meet so many, a diverse group of people, and it's just really cool. So I guess we'll just venture off to our next activity. Do you have something for us, Nate?
Yeah, so we knew we couldn't really talk about CBC for an entire 30 minutes. As much as we enjoy being in the club and as much as we find it interesting, we're going to try our best to make this an entertaining 30 minutes or so for our listeners, whoever you may be out there. Yeah. So we're going to do our annual, I guess not really annual, we probably won't be back next year, but I'm going to call it annual anyways. Annual, you have Will You Press the Button.com. So this is a really fun game. I think many of us have played before. Maybe you don't even know you played before, but just super cool for conversation starters. So if you want to follow along, we're just going on willyoupressthebutton.com, and we're just going to go through some of these scenarios. What it is essentially, it presents to you one scenario. So you will be able to have X, or you have to do X, but Y will happen. And so let's see how similar Ryan and I are in terms of who we are as people.
Let's do this.
Let's try to find a good one. So it looks like the first prompt is, you would have the power to turn invisible, but you would have your first child when you are 12 years old. Ryan, be my guest.
I've always, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the power of invisibility. So I wouldn't press the button. And I feel like 12 years old is too young. So no, I will not press the button.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, but the thing with invisibility, I feel, is it's too useful, I feel. Yes, I might have a kid when I'm 12, but if I go invisible, there's a lot of things I think I could do for our family what I couldn't have done if I was not.
Would it be ethical, though?
True. You bring up that as a good point, but I guess at that point, you know, it's survival comes first. Interesting. Okay, let's go for another round.
Sure.
Will you press the button? All right, so our next one is, you can press the button without suffering the downside. Okay, I don't think I like this one. I'm going to go to the next one. Okay, you get your dream job and make a ton of money, but it will take 10 years of constant and hard work and study to get there.
I will press the button because I think anything that requires any job that has a good income and good results out of it always takes hard work. So I think no matter what, you will be constantly putting in years of study and training for that anyways. So I think it'll be worth it in the end. 10 years, this doesn't sound like a long time, to be honest. Yeah, nice. Make that cash
is that
money.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but okay. So how I'm interpreting this is if it's 10 years from now, so like I will be 31 by the time I'll get my dream job, make a ton of money, which I guess is pretty normal now in terms of like our studies and like, you know, the education system and stuff like that. You know, people aren't getting married until like 29 now, when like people used to get married at like 22 and 23. So I guess it's like pretty similar. Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with it. What if we bumped it up and said like it's going to take you 25 years from
25.
Now?
25. How old
would
I be?
Like, and like the hard work is literally like every day type thing.
So something that will kind of, so I wouldn't be able to pursue having a family at this point.
Yeah, you would have no other, you wouldn't be able to invest in any other thing. It'd just be constant grind for the next 25 years. But after that, you don't have to work a day in your life, or I guess your dream job. Okay, you get your dream job, but it doesn't feel like working a day in your life, and you also get tons of money out of it.
25. I mean, if we do the math, I'm going to be 48. That's old.
You're already old.
I know I am. I have a degree, guys. I guess that is tough. I mean, almost 50 years old, and you haven't been able to explore and do anything besides working for your career. I think I personally may have to refrain from pushing the button, because I think a big part of happiness in my standards is like having a family and being able to travel and all that stuff. So I think I may need to have a break from constant work for 25 years. How about you?
That's really cute. I think I agree with you as well. Yeah, I think that's too long. But I like this next one actually we have.
Okay, cool.
You are young and beautiful forever, which Ooh. You already are, Ryan.
Oh, thank you so much.
But
I know.
You have the world's worst voice.
Like singing voice or just voice?
Just
like
when
like
you
when
talk,
I talk like...
people want to like throw up.
Can you give us an example of what that might sound like?
Duh. Winning.
I think like that. I think that's Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
That's old. That's some old stuff. Like, yeah, just like horrible. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like constant high pitch, like screeching type voice is just like nails on a chalkboard type vibe.
But I'll be like beautiful.
But you'll be absolutely beautiful. If you don't say a word, you can like sign language or you can like draw what you want to say or whatever. But you just, yeah.
Would it be really cheesy of me to be like, it's in the inside that counts, so.
Whatever you think, man. Whatever you think.
I don't think I'll push the button, to be honest. I'm okay with looking like a 6 out of 10 on a good day. So I'm fine. I don't need to have the best looks and the best youthful appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll... It's okay. I'll keep my voice.
Okay. I'm going to go and click button.
Oh, really?
I'm
Why?
Say, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the visual appearance over my voice. Simply, I think I'm just shallow.
For those who don't know, Nathan Ip actually has a six-pack. So if you bump into him on campus, I'm sure he'd...
Six-pack of beer. That's what he needs. No, but I just think like if you have that physical appearance, you won't need necessarily to... use your voice that much, you know what I mean?
To get through to life.
Yeah, and also if you're that attractive and like people are hitting on you all the time and like just being annoying, you just have to talk.
Scream and
like, they literally just will stop talking to you, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think of it that way.
I just think, yeah, but that's just me. We're different people. You're more mature than I
am. Or more boring.
The next one we have is you can complete all your homework instantly, but you will never get higher than a B-.
But it would be done right away?
You'd be done right away.
I guess high school Ryan wouldn't have pushed the button, because we all know, like, I think everyone here can relate how... I'm sure everyone in UBC was, like, grade conscious when you were young.
Right.
But I would press it, to be honest, because yeah, I'd be able to do so much more when I'm not doing homework, and a B- is actually not that bad. It's like average, and also at the end of the day, grades don't matter. That's what the profs say.
What your profs say. Yeah. That's really nice of your profs. Wow.
Yeah, I'm in arts.
Oh, it's okay, man. Great. I think for me, I don't think I would. I don't think I could settle for that B-. I just feel like. in terms of like wanting to apply for, say, like graduate studies, yeah, or, you know, going and doing education after your bachelor's, I don't know if that's going to cut it.
No, that's a good point.
But at the same time, not having to do my homework, I could be actually building a lot of life experience.
Yeah, that's, you know, the thing. That's the main thing I was like getting at, is that you'd have so much more time in your hands to, you know, do other things that,
yeah,
like, for example, networking with people, yeah, exactly, or like building on your job applications, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But so, like, would you use that time though? Like,
that's, I know, a, no, myself, I probably, yeah,
I probably would.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Let's be real. Yeah, no, but
realistically,
that's actually, I like how some of these, like the good ones are like, you get something really cool,
yeah,
but then there's something that really like holds you back.
Holds you back. Exactly.
Yeah. This next one I think you might like. Being a very family-oriented person, I think you'll like this one. You get to travel anywhere in the world for the rest of your life, but you can never go back home.
Oh. So never be able to go back to Vancouver.
Wherever your home is. One of the
comments, home is where family is. So
one of the
I'm with my family.
One of the comments was like, my home is a hole in the ground. But yeah, I mean, exactly. What do you think?
Travel. So go anywhere I want.
Yeah.
Go anywhere and not go home. That's actually really cool, because there was a Facebook article I saw recently where there was a family who actually does this, where they, mm-hmm, basically sold all their possessions and they basically just travel anywhere they, yeah, want, but they don't set up like home anywhere.
Yeah.
They just go wherever it takes them. So that's actually pretty cool. I think, yeah, it'd be cool experiencing so many different cultures and not having to rely on, you know, not being attached to anything. I think that's the thing I would like about it, is that you're not physically or mentally or emotionally attached to anything. You're just willing to kind of go on the spur of the moment and explore. Would I be financially stable to do that? Or
yeah, I assume.
You know what? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah, yeah, I think I would. I would definitely click the button too.
Yeah.
I haven't had very many opportunities to travel.
Exactly.
I really wish I could. I think it would definitely broaden, you know, my interests and like my understanding of the world around me. And in terms of, you know, never coming back home, I guess I know that my family will be supportive.
Yeah.
I think they'll really want that experience for me, to be able to travel anywhere. Like, sure, I might not be able to, but what I'm thinking of like is actually, spoilers if you've never watched Pirates of the Caribbean, but Pirates of the Caribbean, Orlando Bloom, I can't remember the character's name. He becomes Davy Jones, because like he has to stab a heart or something, and
okay,
then he becomes Davy Jones. So with Davy Jones, he's only allowed to be on land once every 10 years.
Oh,
and
okay,
so
yeah,
that one day he spent with Keira Knightley, the girl, the feminine, yeah, the female, like
the
lead,
only like,
the female lead, yeah, like they're in love and they're the couple of the movie, but he decides to do that so he can spend that one day with his love.
Yeah.
But the next 10 years he has to sail the seas, and so that's kind of like what I'm thinking. Like, I'll never be able to go home. It's kind of like the reverse. Like, I'll never be able to go home, but I get to explore,
yeah, and
everywhere,
try different
all
things,
the time,
yeah,
right? Maybe I'll make a home somewhere else. But then, does that mean that you can't go there anymore? You know, like if like all of a sudden my home becomes like Iceland.
I guess
like I no longer
go back
to Iceland, but I can come back to Vancouver.
Back.
Is that how it works? I don't know. But okay, here's another one. This is actually kind of scary, but you could die with no pain and nobody would suffer from your loss. But your death is tomorrow.
No.
No?
I want people to be sad when I die. that's not true, actually.
Really?
When I die, I want people to celebrate. Like, I was telling a couple of my friends that instead of a funeral, when I die, I really want there to be a big party. So, you know, all-you-can-eat food, open bar.
Okay.
The greatest, like, music. Yeah, I just want people to celebrate. I think, yeah, like that.
Celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to. I think it should be what they say, right? It's a celebration of life, not a.
True.
I don't want people mourning for me, but at the same, yeah, I don't want to die tomorrow, so
okay.
I don't mind facing the pain, even though it probably sucks. I wouldn't know.
Cool. What if you died? It would mean like 10,000 of the people would die with you. Like, what if it's like a building? Knock on wood somewhere, but yeah. But okay, that sounds good. I enjoy what you meant about the celebration of life thing. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. I feel like a lot of people feel like they have to be sad when someone passes away.
Yeah.
When really, I don't think anyone who passes away, like for myself, speaking at least for myself, I don't want people to be sad for me. Mm-hmm. I want them to enjoy, you know, just what we had, right? But yeah, I think this is a little too short. I think if it was like in a month from now, if I died from a month from now,
would you?
I think I might press the button. Like, I know what my countdown day is, you know.
Oh, and then you know what to do before time's up.
It's kind of like that movie, like, I think Justin Timberlake was in it, like Timeless or whatever. It's like on his wrist, there's like it a tells countdown of like when he's gonna run out of like life.
Yeah.
And then so I could like, you know, do everything I possibly could, jam it all in a month, and then just be like, okay, I'm good to go.
No, fair enough. But, no, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Sorry, I was supposed to click the button earlier. Okay, this is Star Wars. Have you watched the Star Wars movies?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so you find out you have the power of a Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay, but you are Jar Jar Binks.
I probably wouldn't. To be honest, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I'd rather be a wizard.
Okay, disclaimer, Jar Jar Binks is probably one of the ugliest, like, characters in any
movie.
But
it'd be cool to be, actually... Maybe I would. I mean, to have powers, yeah.
He has a really ugly voice, too. Going back to an attractive button, yeah.
Someone would love me.
Okay, I mean, having the power of a Jedi, that's something as a kid I always wanted, but not for, like, what a Jedi would use it for. Like, I would do really, like, selfish things and, like, should, like, steal candy off a shelf or something. Or, like get, you know, the mind control thing?
Get people to get you stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I would, like, be selfish with it, but, yeah. I wouldn't want to look like Jar Jar Binks at all.
So would you press the button or?
I think I still press the button.
You would, yeah. I mean, if your powers are legit.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. You can tell if someone is telling the truth or not. So, like, I guess by looking at them, you know if they're lying to you or not.
Yeah.
But you have to act on your knowledge, doing bad or good due to the person's thoughts.
Wait, what?
I think it means...
To act... So you act according to what...
Okay, let's say... If it's... If you know someone's lying to you...
Okay.
Then you have to continue, like... You have to pretend like you don't know. Or, like, you have to, like, continue the lie, I guess.
Okay, so for example, you copied off, like... my homework or whatever, and I asked you if you did, and you said, no, you did it. I'll have to go along
you can't,
with it.
You can't say anything.
I can't accuse you.
Yeah, you can't accuse you. Yeah.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't want to know who's lying to me. I know it's cool to see who's being loyal and honest to you, but at the same time, I feel like it'd be so much emotional weight on you because you just know which friends are being shady. Like, it's just so much drama. Like, I mean, it's so necessary. Like, that you have to, like, constantly, like, know what people are actually saying behind your back or what people feel about you. It's almost kind of disappointing. Because, like, you think naturally people will always just... When you're in a fight with a friend or something, people will just have negative thoughts or whatever. So I think that's stuff you can't control. But being aware of it all the time, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, I agree. I think as much as that might be helpful in life...
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to... drive you to insanity.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Knowing just how much the human mind kind of like goes on its own tangents and like thinks things that are negative and then goes back to being positive all the time, like the flip-flop, and like I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
Exactly.
Do we have time for one more, or are we gonna wrap up?
Do you have time for one more?
Yeah Okay, cool. All right, so this one is, you will win every game you play. I know you're a very competitive person,